taking so long?
I'm juggling lots of balls.
Of course you are, Michelle.
God, this pandemic, man.
Is that what's giving you all those balls to juggle?
I wish. I'm telling you, I gotta catch something before the second wave comes.
You think there's gonna be a second wave?
Second wave of the COVID.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
See,
hi, everyone.
See, Franny, there's this pandemic happening.
What? What do you mean? Hi, everyone. It's 6:72 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up, Weirdo.
It's a Peter.
I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
And you're our weirdos. How's my mic? Everything okay?
Oh, my God. You sound
amazing.
Mellifluous? Mellifluous?
What the hell is that, Michelle?
It's like a flowery kind of thing. Kind of.
There's someone outside the window smoking a cig on their fire escape, and I feel like they can see me, and they probably think I'm, like, recording some cheesy podcast or something.
Remember that guy we used to see making porn across from your house?
Oh, yeah.
That was
now
awesome.
Now there's a different guy who does another thing constantly. You can guess what that other thing is.
Is it this?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm doing that constantly.
Can I say what we call him?
Yes.
Okay, but get ready to dump me in case it's bad.
No. Okay.
I don't think it is.
All right.
But we call him Carrot Cracking Carl.
I don't even understand that.
Like,
I mean, I understand it, but did you make that up?
I think Andy did.
Then it can't be bad because no one knows what it means.
And he, like, gets all up close to the monitor like
you got.
He gets all up close to the monitor like this so he can, like, get a good look. Then he leans back, and then he leans back into the monitor.
Whoa, are you kidding?
That's
wild. Nasty.
It's constant.
That's nasty.
Anyway, I hope this chick doesn't think I'm recording a podcast, because radio shows are cooler than podcasts.
No comparison.
How many times has someone said to you when you tell them you have a radio show, do they say, you should do a podcast?
They actually don't say that to me at all. I don't hang out with podcast people.
I don't hang out with them either, but everyone says that to me.
No
one
says that to me.
People at work.
You say, like, it's a call-in talk show?
I mean, that's like telling a TV star, or that's like telling a movie star they should try TV. No?
No.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
All right, call us. 201-209-9368. We have a loose topic. We're not sure where we want to go with it, but we'll figure it out as we go along. It is fast food.
Are you having that feeling where when you say the topic, you're like, that's not good?
No, I think the general topic is good. I just don't think we narrowed it down to a great place yet. So I kind of want to see what happens. And then if we can't narrow it down organically, darling.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll figure something else.
Like you think it'll focus itself.
Yeah, I'm hoping that.
Well, we have a call and this guy's going to, or girl is going to what? Set the tone of the show, perhaps?
Well, maybe not. I guess, you know.
Let me make a mountain out of a molehill.
I don't think one person's going to set the tone. I think the handful of the first few calls will.
All right. Let me know when you are ready.
I only answer the calls when we have a full board. 201-209-9368. Fast food is tonight's topic. We have... Other than today, we have one more show for the Shut Up Weirdo Summer Sessions next week. And we promise you're going to want to listen. Okay? That's all I'll say about it.
There's three calls.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay.
It's the summer. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better these days.
Which days were you not doing good or better or well?
Well, I'm now driving a station wagon again, and the old station wagon I had was rickety. Like one time on 2 a.m. on the FDR highway, the whole front side collapsed, and I had to jump out of it onto the side, and a pickup truck that was towing showed up in a miracle. So I traded that vehicle for a van.
Glad we asked.
Right on. Thank you.
What is happening?
But now driving the station wagon again, it's a Volvo.
Hey, can I just interject here for a second?
Please.
You know how when you have a conversation with someone, you're like, hey, how are you? And then the person usually just says, I'm good. How are you? And then you say, great. And then you move on to whatever you need to talk about because people are just asking those questions to be polite, not because they really care. My point is we don't need the story on your station wagon.
Right on. That's cool. I appreciate that.
Sweet. Thank you for understanding. What we do need...
communication.
Is to know why you called regarding fast food.
Yes, I'm getting there.
Oh, you are? Okay, my apologies. Get there faster.
I'll zoom with the station wagon speed of the Volvo now. So my experience with fast food in the pandemic was discovering PB Fit peanut butter powder. You know about
this substance?
No, is it for astronauts?
It's for people that just want a peanut butter fast without any hassle. And what you do is you take 2 tablespoons of the powder and you take 1.5 tablespoons of the water and you stir it up. And it becomes instant, smooth, delicious, organic peanut butter. No calories, no oil.
That is more effort than just buying a jar of peanut butter.
No, it's definitely not.
You have to mix it.
When you normally just buy a jar of peanut butter, you just buy it, open it, eat it.
But this has a lot less calories than traditional peanut butter.
Because it's 50% water?
Yes.
Yum.
Fast food.
Exactly. The way you get healthy by eating this is you become a faster person. Less body
weight.
Great.
Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good day. Ciao.
Is that what we meant?
I don't think that's what we meant. But, okay, maybe he was just weird. Let's see what the second caller says.
I knew who that was, I think.
Hi, you're on the radio. Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hello. I promise I won't talk as extensively as your bizarre peanut butter person.
That was so weird.
That was wild. I was like, oh, God, is my grandpa back from the grave to talk to you guys? Because that's what that felt like.
Yeah, that was painful. All right, what do you have for us today?
Oh, boy. Well, you did say it was sort of open-ended. Okay, so it's fast food, correct?
Yes.
And that's just... the topic sort of sprawlingly?
Yes.
Yeah, we just kind of want to see what happens.
Okay. All right. You know what I like about fast food? Is the thing is, there's no maybe this will be okay. It's not like a restaurant. You know exactly what you are getting yourself into. If you are having fast food, there is no like other timeline of how it's going to turn out. You're making a choice in your life where you know the beginning and the end of what's going to happen to you.
But you don't know the middle.
There's a scale of how bad it can be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There definitely is. I mean, you're right. You don't know the middle. The middle is like a lot of, like, I feel like when I'm eating fast food with someone, we never say, how is it? You're never like checking in with like, oh, you got that? I wanted to try that. That's not, you know.
Right.
You're not sort of having an artisanal moment.
Yeah. Okay, but, so then with that,
yes.
What's your favorite fast food place?
Well, I'm going to be I'm from California, and so I have to say In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Ew, whatever.
What's yours, Franny?
I don't get the In-N-Out thing. I love me a Subway. I know it's embarrassing, but it's like one of my favorite things is a Subway sandwich.
I used to love Subway.
Can I ask why you don't get the In-N-Out thing?
I went once and I was like, I don't know. I guess maybe it's just like hyped up too much. And then when I ate it, I was like, what's the big deal? It's just like regular fast food.
I don't want to sound like a snob, but I feel like maybe people in other states would think it was great. But this is New York, you know?
Well, I think it's what it is. Here's my one quick pitch. I'm not going to go on a peanut butter tirade. In-N-Out, all of their produce, everything is delivered that day. And only that day, and only used that day. So there's a control that they have over what is coming in and out. And so you're never, like, leaving an In-N-Out experience with, like, a stomach ache. So maybe it's not, like, the best, but it's not a regretty kind of fast food.
So from, like, a stomach perspective. Your argument is that, like, of all the fast foods, that one's, like, quasi-healthy-ish.
I mean, that would be, like, you know, I don't know if that's the hill I die on. I feel like quasi-healthy is something like
Taco Bell is my favorite one, and it is not healthy.
I do love Taco Bell.
It's not even real food.
I do love Taco Bell. That Mexi Melt, though.
Again, Taco Bell is also, it's not even Mexican food. You're having a choice to have Taco Bell. If you're in the mood for Mexican food, you don't go to Taco Bell. You go to Taco Bell because
you're starting to sound like that other guy.
Yeah, you are. But you go to Taco Bell because you're stoned, period.
Yeah, period. End of decision. All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
It's like that thing when you start saying you don't want to turn into something, and then while it's happening, you just turn into it.
Yeah, that's what happened to him, huh?
Ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. The best fast food place I know is on the New Jersey and Pennsylvania borderline. It's called You Catch 'Em, We Cook 'Em. You guys always hang up on me, but listen to me. They serve the best skunk shanks around. If you want a sandwich that is out of this world, it's on 46 West. And you guys probably heard of the town. It's called Buttsville, New Jersey. It's a true town.
What's a skunk? Whatever.
Skunk shanks.
What is that?
It's a skunk. And when it's, you know, it's dead, roadkill or whatever, and they serve the meat on a sandwich with mayonnaise.
He was really bothering
Googling
me.
It.
It's not real, dude. You can't serve rodents to people.
You can't?
I mean, you could, like, not in a restaurant. Like, your grandma could make you a squirrel or a possum or something.
Grandma's gonna make you a possum?
Yeah, in the South, they eat possums and squirrels and such. A skunk is a mammal, anyway. It's not a rodent, right?
I don't know. I just know that guy was lying.
Yeah, that guy was a fibber. There was a reason we always hang up on him.
That's funny.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
All the way, right?
No question. Like, it's not even a competition. You too?
Of course. Puerto Rican people love... No.
The OG chicken sandwich?
The OG one. Hell yeah. But you know what they got? Above everything else, those French toast sticks.
Oh, man.
Those are so good.
I want the OG chicken sandwich right now. It's so basic with just the shredded lettuce and all the mayo.
Oh, my God. But I had a new one, and Kenny, my ex-boyfriend, we went, and I was like, the chicken sandwich. And he was like, it's not like you remember it. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be like I remember it. And he was like, trust me. And he got, like, the crispy chicken or the new one, and I got the other one. And I was like, you're right. It's not like I remember it.
Why? Well, it's different about it.
The mayonnaise you know, it was really mayonnaise, lettuce-y heavy. Like,
yeah,
and the
that's
lettuce
what made it
was,
so
like,
good.
Really mixed in. But it wasn't like that anymore.
Well, they're, like, trying to make it healthy?
No. It just tasted different.
Huh.
Like, there's a lot of consistency with fast food. So, like, I've never had, like, one Whopper that was better than another one. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, Whoppers.
I will tell you a fast food that I love.
What?
And it has good memories for me. I used to make out with this guy. He lived on Metropolitan Avenue for a couple years. And I lived, like, say a 20-minute walk home from him. And there was a White Castle, like, a couple blocks from his house. And I would do the walk of shame. And I would get a bunch of White Castle. And I would eat them on my walk home. And then I'd go home and take a nap.
In art school, one of our assignments was to bring in a foot. What is it called? A white 2-foot cube. And we were supposed to interpret it however we wanted.
A white 2-foot cube?
And people could bring in whatever they wanted as long as it fulfilled those limitations. And I went to White Castle and bought a million burgers and made a 2-foot cube out of White Castle.
Oh, it was a sculpture project.
I guess.
Did
yeah,
you get
you
an
could
A?
Bring whatever you wanted.
Did you get an A?
I don't know. I don't remember, but everyone ate those things. So I hope so.
Nice.
Any calls or no? 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is fast food. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hey, Michelle. It's Nicholas from Montclair. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you,
good,
Nicholas?
How are you?
I'm good. Having a good night. I had a question for you guys. Is pizza fast food?
We were just talking about this. I said if you're living the slice life, it can be.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm torn.
When I say pizza, I'm only talking about slice.
Yeah, if it's slice life, it's fast food.
I'm torn.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, philosophically, I don't know if I agree, but like realistically, I have to agree.
But it's the same. Pizza is the same idea as like cheeseburger and fries.
You can either choose
to get a cheeseburger and fries at Burger King, or you could go sit down at a restaurant and have it, just like a pizza. You can choose to grab a slice, or you can sit down at a restaurant and have it.
It might be because I love pizza so much that I feel like it's better than fast food. It's like better than fast food.
Well, it is the best fast food.
I don't know if I can call it fast food.
It is. Sorry.
Well, who told
just
you
like
it
hot
was?
Dogs or sandwiches.
Who told you that pizza was fast food?
I just gave you a very sound, logical explanation as to why it could be considered fast food.
Nicholas, what do you think? You're clearly torn.
I wouldn't say I'm torn so much as I see it both ways. To me, I don't think of it as fast food, classic fast food, but I think that if you think that it's any different from fast food, you're basically kidding yourself.
Yeah, see?
Really? Did you just call me delusional?
Little bit.
I think people like you and I who love slice joint pizza so much, we have a hard time admitting to ourselves that it might be aligned with fast food.
I'm in complete denial.
Because
I've
it
decided
is fast
I'm in
food.
I'm angry. I'm emotional.
Okay. I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm sorry. But is that your name, Nicholas? Is that his name?
Yes.
What did you call in to talk about?
That was it. That was my thing.
Oh, really?
That was my thing.
About pizza, yeah. Okay, so I agree. Michelle's angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now what do you vote for, McDonald's or Burger King?
What's that?
I said, I'm sorry I got you riled up.
Oh, that's okay. You're not the first door.
No, don't go. You have to vote.
Oh, what do you, Nicholas?
McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh,
did he hang up?
No, he's
here. I always grew up on... I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat any of them, but I grew up on McDonald's.
Gross.
They have a veggie Whopper where it...
That's...
No, but listen, this is what it used to be when I was in college. The veggie Whopper was just a Whopper with no meat in it, but there was no substitute.
So it was just bread with the sauce and lettuce?
Yeah, and cheese. And pickles. But everyone was like, veggie whopper, but it didn't have a veggie patty in it. It was just like a cheese sandwich.
That sounds good.
I tried one of the Impossible Whoppers, and
ew.
It was glorious. I've tried it.
Oh, it was glorious?
I don't know, guys. Impossible Burgers are pretty gross.
Is that the one that's pea protein?
I don't know what it's made out of, but it's just disgusting to eat something that tastes like meat but isn't meat.
Yeah, just don't eat meat, right?
Yeah, also, I haven't had meat since, like, April, red meat, and I had a hamburger, like, a week or two ago, and I thought I was going to die.
You got so sick?
Disgusting.
Yeah. I'm going for pescatarian lately.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
All right, buddy, Nicholas, have a good one.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
I'm having a hard time reconciling pizza being fast food.
I know, I'm sorry. It was like the time we did is a hot dog a sandwich show, and people were so angry.
I still have people being angry about that to me.
Do they bring it up all the time?
It's like 3 years ago?
Yeah, people are so mad, and it's like, sorry, the truth hurts. You know?
Oh, I know.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey guys, it's Ian.
Hey Ian. Hi, Ian.
What's it? I have an argument that's maybe kind of controversial with fast food.
Oh, exciting.
Even though I am from like the northern East Coast, I think that southern fast food chains are far superior. Have you guys ever been to a cookout?
No.
Yeah, that's the jam.
What is that?
It's like a barbecue spot, and you get to like order by tray. And they
just like
really
throw meat on your tray.
Yeah,
that's fun to do if you're high.
All meat. What's that?
It's fun to do if you're high. I really like eating food with my hands and being disgusting when I'm high.
Is that fast food?
Yeah. So you should definitely.
Or is that like
a
cafeteria?
Are you high, Ian? You sound a little slow.
No, I'm chilling.
You know, I saw a guy that I thought was you from behind, and I followed him for 3 blocks, but it wasn't you.
That's really?
Yeah. I was like, that looks like Ian, and then I was like slowly creeping up on him, and then I was like,
I haven't seen you in a few years, but
I still look great.
I'm flattered.
Wow. All right.
Okay, have a good one, Ian.
Yeah, thanks, you too.
Somebody wants to know if a burrito is a sandwich. No, it's a burrito.
Technically, it's a sandwich.
No, it's surrounded.
I researched it.
You need to have two pieces of bread.
Oh, a taco. A taco is a sandwich.
A taco is a sandwich. A burrito is fully encased.
No, I meant a taco. I got them confused.
Okay. Glad we agree.
I don't think burritos are that great.
I haven't had a burrito. Oh, we got a burrito not too long ago.
It's too much food.
Normally, it's too much food for me, and then I just hate myself.
Give me a soft taco. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Give me a soft taco. I don't need a burrito.
It's too much food.
Too much food.
Yeah. You ever read that article that was making the rounds on the internet about this guy who went to get a burrito, but they packed the burrito instead of like this? They packed it like Lifesavers. So it was like a sea of sour cream that then transitioned into like a sea of guacamole, and he was so angry.
It was like a sushi boat.
Yeah, it was like the funniest thing I've ever read on the internet. I'll send it to you. You will love it, Michelle.
Remind me to send it to you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, send it to me. Ready for a call?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my name is Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
I gotta say, there's classifications of like fast food.
What do you mean?
So if you're a garbage person, you like Arby's. But I can understand Taco Bell being like one of your favorite fast food places.
Wait, how do you know about these delineations?
I mean, just personal experience, I would say.
I didn't even know Arby's was a drive-thru.
So then what fast food does like an elitist like?
Places, Massachusetts has a place that's called Bill and Bob's, and it's like the original roast beef fast food drive-thru.
Hmm. So what kind of food does like a stockbroker eat?
I feel like they'd be like a Burger King, Wendy's kind of person.
I feel like they'd be a Shake Shack kind of person.
Even if, you know, I don't even know. Does Shake Shack have a drive-thru?
Does Shake Shack have a drive-thru?
It doesn't need to have a drive-thru.
We live in New York.
Yeah, there's no drive-thrus in New York.
I live in Jersey. There's drive-thrus for everything, even Starbucks. Is Starbucks fast food?
Oh, my.
Donuts, even?
Blowing my mind. No.
If you get food? Yeah.
Starbucks is not fast food.
Classification of a fast food establishment as drive-thru?
That is
absolutely not the classification. The classification is how fast the food takes to
get it. No, this is going off. This is wrong. Starbucks is not fast food.
But it has a drive-thru. Is that your classification?
No, that's not the classification.
Nobody is saying that's the classification, but you.
Starbucks also does microwave all of their breakfast sandwiches.
So what? But their specialty is coffee.
They're not fast food. They're not fast food.
But we're getting off topic.
This is the topic.
This is the topic.
Yeah, but Dunkin' Donuts, I would say, is fast food. Maybe not Starbucks. No. But Dunkin', definitely.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts focuses more on food. I would say Dunkin' Donuts' priority is food and then coffee.
No,
Starbucks
no.
Coffee and then food.
Dunkin' Donuts is famous for their coffee.
More famous for their donuts, hence the name.
I don't know. This whole fast food thing is a real conundrum for me.
Listen, and then about hot dog is a sandwich. This week, I had a hot dog sandwich. I would cut them in half. I've laid them on bread.
Was it delicious?
I didn't have buns.
You know, a hot dog is a sandwich even with buns.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you really want to go all out, you lay pickles, cheese, ketchup, the whole nine.
I want to still delineate what exactly is fast food and what is not.
I think we have to go off of the name, off of, like, fast food.
You're being so literal. You're being so literal.
So then how would you do it?
I don't think Starbucks is fast food.
I don't either. I said they focus on coffee.
I don't think Dunkin' Donuts is fast food.
I would consider it more in the category of fast food than Starbucks.
You ever order a croissant sandwich? It comes real quick.
Hey, dude, do you prefer McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King for the chicken fries.
Oh, I forgot about those.
They're so good. Zesty sauce, chicken fries, they have a little slot for the sauce in the package.
Their chicken tenders are dark meat, that's why they're way better.
Is that the reason?
Yeah, but I do like that Wendy's Frosty.
I've never had Chick-fil-A, so I can't even make a comparison.
Oh, I've never had Chick-fil-A.
No,
good.
Donate to gay conversion camps.
The Chick-fil-A people.
I know.
Yes. All right, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a great show.
Somebody on the comments board says, if it has a drive-thru, it is fast food. Prove me wrong. There is a store in Miami called, what's it called?
It doesn't have to have a drive-thru. We live in New York.
It's also ridiculous to say that because there's plenty of places that have drive-thrus that aren't fast food.
There's
a store in Miami. I don't know what it's called. I forget what it's called. Something Farm. It's literally like a little deli, but you just drive. Like, it's like a convenience store, but it's only drive-through. So you go and you say, let me get a 12-pack of Bud or whatever. They go inside, get the Bud, bring it to you, and you pay. So
that's not fast food.
Yes, correct.
I feel like I don't even know anymore. Quiz me.
No. I can't even think of one now.
Quiz me.
My brain's going to explode.
Quiz me. That reminded me of did you ever have Quiznos? It's so gross.
Oh yeah, we had Quiznos and Blimpies. So, does that still exist?
Quiznos is the one where they put it through the machine.
And then my man Subway started doing that, and they asked, do you want it toasted?
I don't like it. We ate Quiznos one time. My friend got so sick, he was like, I'm gonna Quiznos all over the place.
Ew. Okay, look, Andy. Oh, you're not watching the comments board. Andy Plants on the comments board has a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Halal truck, fast food? Yes.
No, that takes forever. Because it takes forever.
It does?
Yeah.
Ooh, the girl on the fire escape is smoking pot.
Pipe or joint or bong?
Pipe.
Are you sure it's not one of those vape pens?
No, she was like this. That's a pipe, right?
Yeah. Yell at her. Be like, I'm a narc. Say citizen's arrest.
No.
Okay, you want to take a phone call?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. What are you guys on? Is it best pickup line or things that get in your way?
Fast food.
Hang up on what this dweeb.
You know, I don't even think you told people about the comments board.
Oh, there's a comments board. You can join it by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. I'm reading them, calling out the ones I think are funny.
Ready for a call?
Yes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. Hi. What's up?
Hi. My favorite fast food is Five Guys.
I had Five Guys.
I've never had it. Is it
good? I had it for the first time the other day. Overrated.
Well, what did you have?
A cheeseburger.
Maybe a double cheeseburger. Like, yeah, I have an opinion on the pizza though.
Go for it.
I think pizza straddles the line between fast food and quick service.
Oh, quick service.
Yeah, there's a, you know, like even a Five Guys could probably be in quick service because, you know, they cook it fresh to order, you know, and.
I don't think our listeners are going to understand quick service, so let's not confuse them.
Yeah, and then it was Baja Fresh, they were that too, but yeah, I like Five Guys. I like the fries, you know. I know they're not, like, super crispy and processed like the McDonald's fries and stuff like that, but I just feel like they're more, like, authentic.
Okay.
And the cheese, the meat that they use for the cheeseburgers is pretty good quality.
All right, one vote for Five Guys. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, and between McDonald's and Burger King, I'll take Burger King.
See, everyone's voting for Burger King. All right, thanks, Ted. Take care. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you for the presents.
You thanked me last week.
Oh, I did? Okay, bye. And I forgot the girl's name who sent us the homemade champagne, strawberry champagne jam, but thank you. Do you remember her name?
No.
All right.
Did
well, thank you.
Did you ever go? Have you spent time in Miami or no?
I've dabbled.
Because Miami had this place. I don't know if it still exists. Miami Subs.
No, I don't know that.
Oh my God! They had the most incredible curly fries of all time.
I do love a curly fry every once in a while. I'm not a potato girl.
Oh my God!
I don't love fries the way other people love fries. Like if I never had a French fry again, I could live my life.
That's crazy.
I know people love fries.
They're so good.
They're not as good as other things.
Like what?
I like a good onion ring.
Oh, no, I would choose fry over onion ring.
I would choose neither. I'm not like a big on either of them. I'd rather eat a block of cheese.
Is there calls?
Oh, yeah. You want one?
Yeah, I want one.
How bad do you want one?
I want one so bad.
That was disgusting.
I throw up.
That was so disgusting, dude. That is so gross. That was the low point of the show.
Well, you never know. We're only halfway through.
Good point. We're only halfway through.
I don't have anyone on my list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, is this okay? Well, hi. So, what's going on? We're talking about favorite restaurants.
Nope.
No, we're talking about fast food.
Just fast food? Well, I'll say one thing about Five Guys is that they have malt vinegar, and that is one of the best condiments ever to be created. And I think I got cut off.
No, well, I've just never been there, so I don't have any commentary.
I don't care about malt vinegar. I care about mayonnaise.
Okay, well, mayonnaise is delicious. You can mix it together. And I know... I had a joke I'm going to tell last, or when you guys were on the off year and you guys played a repeat. Can I tell a joke real quick?
No, absolutely not.
What is wrong with you?
I can't believe that just happened.
People got big balls.
They do. Ready?
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't call in a man show and say that. They only do it because we're women.
That's not true. People disrespect Ken and Andy all the time.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite fast food place?
Nope. Goodbye.
Come on.
Okay, fine.
What is it?
Five Guys.
Five Boys.
That was pretty good, dude. I'm glad
we let
that happen.
Is there any Jeffrey Dahmer documentaries?
There's a Jeffrey Dahmer made-for-TV movie. And Jeffrey,
should I watch it?
Jeffrey Dahmer's played by, like,
who?
Someone. I want to say, like, Zac Efron, but it's not Zac Efron. Or Zac Efron. Someone's in it.
No, Zac Efron's in the... He's playing Ted Bundy in the Ted Bundy movie.
Oh, that was good.
It is? Should I watch it?
Yeah. That was good. No, it's called My Friend Jeffrey, and it's told from the point of Jeffrey Dahmer's friend in high school.
Okay, buddy, what'd you call for?
This is Ian again. I never call twice. I'm sorry.
Ian!
I forgot that I was going to tell that joke.
Shame on you, but thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. I just told a joke. I forgot.
You know what is on Netflix starting in the next couple days?
What?
Get ready. A documentary about the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I saw it.
You saw it? Don't spoiler alert.
No,
don't tell me.
It.
Don't
I
tell
saw,
me.
I saw that it's. I saw the like ad for it.
I mean, it's the Rubik's Cube.
You dork.
What do you mean, dork?
Never done one.
Do you know how to? It's just a series of algorithms, you know.
I knew. You think I'd be good at it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I don't think I'd be good at it, and then I think it would make me mad, and I'd throw it across the room.
I got mad the other day when everyone was good at crossword puzzles, so I ordered a giant book from Amazon of New York Times crossword puzzles, and every night now when I go to sleep, I make myself solve one before I go to bed.
So hard. I got the app, and I was doing it there, but I'm still learning Portuguese, by the way, and I'm really good at it.
Questa per te.
What?
That's Portuguese. Questa per te.
What did I lose? What are you asking?
This doesn't mean this is for you?
No, it does not.
Oh, no, that's not Portuguese. Never mind. When are you going to Portugal?
I don't know. We're in a pandemic, Michelle.
I'm annoyed.
By the pandemic?
Just by life in general.
I mean, yeah. It's annoying.
Men are babies.
Oh, we're going there. Okay.
Well, because someone invented the term Peter Pandemic. And it's like a...
Who, you?
My friend Jethro.
He's
like,
we're in
a Peter Pandemic where none of the boys will ever grow up ever.
Now they're really going to be stunted. Losers.
Ready for a call?
Oh, I love that.
I love it too. We made up that other word too, but I can't say it on the air.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh my God, it's so good. He's a wordsmith. Ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
No,
hello?
I made up Peter Pandemic, but that's old-fashioned. Here's what I'm thinking, girls. Ready?
Can't wait.
Yes. Go ahead, dude. You don't have all day.
Okay. Look at it from the angle. What is the ultimate slow food? I think it's stuffed artichokes. You know,
you're
how
calling in for the opposite topic.
This isn't the topic. Slow food's not the topic.
Fast food
is it? I'm going to hang up because he's breaking up.
Well, I'm saying, like, fast food would be the opposite of a stuffed artichoke, which would take forever to eat.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you for calling and explaining that to us. Thank you so much, Know-It-All. Thank you. I don't know what we would do without him.
Who brings up artichokes on a fast food program?
I know that I shouldn't be mean to listeners, but he drives me insane.
But
like, I cannot think of one time that he has called and I've been like, oh, maybe I like him today. Not once.
But you hate to you love to hate him. If he didn't call for 5 weeks, would you be like, where's Know-It-All been?
No, I probably wouldn't notice.
Like when Tommy O'Shea stopped calling?
No, we liked Tommy O'Shea.
Which one didn't we like?
Know-It-All.
No, there's another one. We love Madman.
Oh, I miss him.
I do miss Madman. All right, you ready? This isn't a trip down memory lane.
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Girls. Excuse me. How are you?
Great. How are you, buddy?
Let's cut
I'm
to the
doing
chase.
Really well.
Michelle wants to cut to the chase.
Well, there's only 20 minutes left, and this is the second last show.
We don't have time for chit-chat, okay?
No more chit-chat, like Antonio Banderas says.
Know.
So what's your fast food little story you called in with?
Little story.
Fast food story?
What? Go Goodbye. Hang up. I don't have time for this nonsense. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ah, hello. Good Friday, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, are you our first female caller? Thank you so much for the show, Michelle. I'm Frangry. Thank you.
What's that?
It's great
for
Friday.
Are you our first female caller?
So I hope you do this topic again because you've touched on so many subjects. But I would challenge you, do Ken and Andy really get more sexist callers than you do?
Not sexist, just disrespectful.
Yeah, like gross. Yeah, sexist, like gross, yeah. So yeah, disrespectful. Yeah. Pizza can be fast food.
Yes,
if you
correct.
Specifically order it because it's so quick.
Correct.
I'm having a
like the slice life.
Having a yes. hard time yeah. with this one.
Yeah.
Totally. I don't accept.
There are slow pizza places.
I just don't accept.
But, yeah, it is, because you can go to the restaurant, and it's a pizzeria, right? And you go
exactly.
for the atmosphere.
No one's going to change my mind.
You okay. should see I guess her. You She's can't... sitting in the studio with her arms crossed, like all
you,
mad.
You can't go into a Burger King and be like, order something better than just the fast food. With a pizza, you can, like, go in...
And
have like a nice meal.
What's
yeah,
this
you
meal
get a
you're talking about?
A pizza and a salad and some
maybe
breadsticks
yeah.
and
yeah, but,
tiramisu.
But not every pizzeria has all of that, right? So aren't we saying that the ones that are just like pizza are fast food and the ones that have full-on menus are restaurants?
We're going to have to agree to disagree. No one's going to change my mind.
No, because it's still pizza.
No one's going to change my mind.
And I'm with you on the White Castle.
Thank you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
delicious. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, sister.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one.
This pizza thing's driving me batty.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. So I called in because I wanted to have a talk about French fries.
Okay. What about them?
I just wanted to know what your guys' favorite French fries are, like what type, because there's waffle fries, there's regular fries, there's curly fries.
I don't care really what the shape is as long as they taste good. I like the ones that are double fried.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
So,
those are good.
That's
and
where I'm
Michelle?
At. Where are you at, Michelle?
I'm gonna sit this one out.
She doesn't care about fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she's not that into them.
What is there not to like about it?
They just don't do it for me, you know? They don't get my motor running. The
Are
way
you more
other...
like a more like a sweet than salty
no,
kind of person?
No, I've never been big on the potato.
Oh. Well.
Oh, but you know what I will say? You know what I will say?
Yeah.
Sweet potato fries are disgusting.
What? They're okay. They have their moments.
They're disgusting.
I've had sweet potato fries at one place where I thought they were incredible. Ruby's Cafe in the East Village, they double fry them so they're crispy and nice. The problem with sweet potato fries is that they get soggy very fast.
Disgusting.
You're right. I think my conspiracy theory is that most places that serve sweet potato fries just buy these frozen packages of pre-cut fries and fry them like that, because I've noticed anytime I order sweet potato fries at a restaurant, it's usually the same exact kind of fry, the same exact cut and like frying type, and usually soggy.
That's
all right.
That's a conspiracy. Bye.
Have a good one.
Well, we only have 50.
I don't have anyone on my list, but I guess that's okay considering what we have planned for next week.
I'm so
Should we
excited.
Tell them?
No.
No?
No, ready for a call?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so I don't have a great pickup line, but I did say this to a woman today, which is that she looked like a picture of bliss.
What are you talking about?
I hung up on him. Maybe we can give them a hint about the finale a little later.
We have 15 minutes left.
It's going to fly by.
I know. This show has flown by. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Mick. I got a story. 40 years ago, I was on a road trip through Lexington, Kentucky, and I saw this fast food joint called Rabbit and Quail, but I didn't stop. But I've never heard of anyone who's heard of it. Whenever I meet anyone from Lexington, I ask them. But that's a pretty unusual fast food joint, Rabbit and Quail.
Did you go in?
Did you go in?
I didn't. I was on a. I was in a with a group of guys, and we were like just motoring through Lexington, and we all kind of like looked at it and laughed and made fun of it.
Are you sure it was fast food and not just a restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. It was all lit up like a fast food, you know, with glass windows all around.
Could have been a diner. Could have been a diner.
I mean, I guess it could have been a diner. You know, and I thought about it like 10 years ago, and I tried to Google the heck out of it and find it, and I couldn't find any evidence. So
dude,
then
are
I
you
thought
tripping? Maybe,
yeah,
like
maybe you were.
Effect.
Maybe you were on LSD.
It was in a different slipstream.
All right, have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Regrets.
And McDonald's over Burger King.
Bye. Hi. Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm calling because you mentioned Miami Subs.
So good, right?
South Florida, and I love Miami Subs. I was going to call originally for it, but I didn't think anybody would know about it.
Tell us how good those curly fries are.
Those curly fries are amazing, and they have insanely good wings.
Oh, my God, this guy is your sub brother. He's your sub brother.
That place is great. Now it's called Miami Grill, though.
Oh, that's so lame. Did you grow up there?
I did, and I was there recently, and I passed by one, so I went to stop at one. It's a little different. It looks the same, but it's called Miami Grill now.
Does it still have the awesome decor?
Basically. It looks a little more modern, but it's still very like Art Deco-y and 80s Miami looking.
I like this guy. He sounds like he's smiling when he's talking.
You sound like you're stoned.
A little bit stoned.
A little bit stoned. Mm. Are you?
And there's Bud's Chicken Seafood. Did you guys ever go there?
No, what's that? Gross.
It's also in South Florida. It's like a very small, delicious fried fish and chicken chain.
There's a very special person who will order seafood at a fast food restaurant. I won't even get the fish sandwich. Remember when Burger King or McDonald's had the lobster roll?
Gross.
Who had a lobster roll?
Like McDonald's or something.
Gross.
So gross.
No, but one of them has that fish something.
I wouldn't eat one of those. That's McDonald's. That's like high school food.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
The fish filet.
Oh, the fish
filet. Or the filet au fish.
Wait, and then one of them had a McRib. Obviously McDonald's.
One of them had the sandwich where there was no bread. There was just two fried chicken patties instead of bread.
Well, was there something in between them?
Yeah. Like,
ham? Ew.
Yeah, ham. They are creative because they had that breakfast sandwich that had like the two pancakes.
Are you okay?
I just think it's so funny.
Oh my God. I had so many lobster rolls when I was in Rhode Island this week.
Oh,
they
have
delicious.
Good lobster there. All right, I'm crying because one of those fast food places used pancakes for their sandwich bread. Are you ready?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
When I was in high school, there was this combination Taco Bell KFC around the corner from my house. And I used to go there through the drive-thru, and then I would order a water. And then we would drive around the other side of the building, and then I would run inside and dump the water and steal soda from them.
Scandalous.
Very.
Also, KFC, I would say, is on like the bottom of my fast food choices. It is truly disgusting.
You know what I didn't know was a trend right now? A lot of my friends who I respect have been hitting Popeyes.
Popeyes is one of the greatest of all time, my friend.
But no one's like, I went to Popeyes.
Yeah, they are. I used to go to Popeyes every time I went to the beach for like 10 years.
I just can't believe it's happening now.
It is so good. It like surpasses KFC by a zillion.
It does.
Go to Popeyes.
I'm not going to Popeyes. I'm 44 years old.
So what? You still eat?
I don't eat that.
You don't eat fried chicken?
I don't eat like fast food. It makes me sick. I already like fried food is already problematic.
Oh, you're so delicate.
I know.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You too.
I was always shocked when Joey was like, yeah, I had Popeyes for lunch. I was like,
so
you did what? And Steve and Trina, I respect them. They have a child.
I'm telling
they go
you,
to
you're
Popeyes.
You're missing out.
But
don't,
it's not healthy.
Be judgy.
It's
don't
not
be
healthy.
Judgy.
It's not healthy.
Well, no. No, it's not healthy, but no fast food is healthy.
I don't even remember the last time I ate fast food.
When did I?
Five Guys, when I was hungover.
Yeah, that's like the only time I really ever eat it.
Please. You must eat it all the time.
No, I'm an alcoholic. I don't get hungover often.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm hardly ever hungover.
Huh.
Ready? That's how you know you need to stop drinking. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm concerned. Okay. 7 minutes left. What do you want to do? Take some calls?
Maybe like one or two. I'm getting kind of bored of it.
You want to take a break?
Do what?
You want to talk about the last show?
Yeah, let's talk about the last show.
Talk about
so it. We have our last show of the summer, which means you won't hear from us again because we are not on the fall schedule. It's next week, and we're gonna play a little game.
Are you telling them Are you telling them everything?
I'm not gonna tell them how it works. I'm just gonna tell them what the topic of the game is.
Okay.
It's called T-shirt Extravaganza. So,
give a little more spirit with
nope.
That. Okay.
It's going to be a good one.
All right. That's all you get.
T-shirt extravaganza. You can imagine what that means. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle. Hello. Evening, Franger. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Wanted to contribute.
Cool. Please do. You're on the air.
It's odd, but it's only my... While road traveling, the gas station hot dog with all the fixings.
You have a death wish.
You got to roll the dice. You're on the journey for a reason. That's why I say it's so it's only a particular time and
like
place.
That.
Otherwise, I try not to eat fast food.
I just think it's like Russian roulette getting a hot dog from a from a gas station chain.
Kind of want a hot dog now.
Yeah.
It's like you're playing with fire, mister.
Well, it is those moments when you're on the road. Adds a little
drama. I want a hot dog now.
I do love that road trip life.
You know, you don't have to do it every time.
All right.
You got to at least, you know, set a rhythm. For this road trip, I'm going to eat three.
Three? In one trip?
How long's the road
trip? One there, one back, and, you know, maybe, you get two.
No. Your year allotment of hot dogs is two per year.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, unless it's the foot long. Yeah, then it's only two. But if it's just like the larger 8-inch one, not the full, so then it wouldn't fill you up as much. Then you can have more.
There's like maggots all over those. It's disgusting.
No, well, you can obviously refuse. I mean, it's not a hard, fast rule on the
They give you like the one that's all shriveled up and hard.
There's at least two others by the one you're at, right?
It's all shriveled up and hard on that little.
Ew, Michelle. Ew.
You know what I'm talking about.
Shriveled up and hard?
The hot dog.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think... Ugh.
What?
Shriveled up and hard is gross.
Yeah, it's really gross.
I don't like thinking about it. I don't like it that way.
Still recovering.
I don't like it that way. It's not it's not the combination I would want. One more call.
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, or 4?
3. Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't know if you guys remember that KFC had the two breaded chicken breasts instead of bread.
So you got is that what you're talking about,
yeah,
Michelle?
Yeah, it's like the chicken cordon bleu or something, right?
Yeah, it was a double down.
Oh, double down. Ridiculous. So American. That is so American.
Thanks.
Double down. Disgusting. Oh, bye. Have a good one.
I think we can squeeze in one more. You want to squeeze it in?
Yeah, squeeze it in.
All right. One, two, three, or four?
One. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I had three fast food sandwiches today, Matt.
No, you didn't.
I'm what? Calling to confess.
Dude, that is a nightmare. What's wrong with you?
It's not a nightmare. It's a lie.
Well, you know, it's Friday. It was a stressful week, and I was trying really hard not to have them anymore. And so when I passed that Burger King and it smelled that good, I had to go all in, man.
Are you obese?
You know what? I might be. The doctor tells me I'm obese.
Well, but, then you are.
The
yeah,
people that I complain to tell me that I'm not.
No, they're just being nice. You're obese.
Goodbye.
I'm probably obese.
We have to go.
Stop eating sandwiches.
Show's bye. Over.
Why were you mean to the obese guy?
I wasn't being mean to him because he was obese. I was being mean to him because it's 6:58.
Okay, no winner today.
No
but let
winner.
Let me just tell you, we're going to have a lot of winners next week for the T-shirt extravaganza.
That's right. All right, you've been listening to
Shut Up Weirdo
on WFMU East Orange.
MFU Mount Hope
in New York City and Rockland County
at 91.9 FM.
And online at
WFMU.org.
We will be back next week for our last show, our T-shirt extravaganza. I jumped the gun and we have a minute left.
I knew you were doing that.
I didn't mean to. Now what do we do?
You're going to have to entertain everyone for 1 minute.
No. You do it. Don't you dead air chicken me. Don't you dead air chicken me on our second to last show. Girl.
I'm letting them know what's happening on the T-shirt extravaganza next week.
You're telling them?
But on the comments board.
All right. Well, this has been Shut Up Weirdo. And I'm going to go now.
Okay, bye.
Oh my God. So weird. All right. So stay tuned for DJ Stashu and Dance With Me Stanley. Bye, Franny.
Bye, bro.
I'm going to start it a little bit early. I can't do that. Can you do something for 15 seconds?
You need to manage your time better, my friend.
I think I saw it a minute early. All right, I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, what?
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Thank you.
Eva Demarczyk. Eva Demarczyk, can you hear me? I'm going to read you a poem. And then after this poem, you'll hear the song of the poem. You have such green eyes, green like a summer wind, enchanted forests and enchanted mallow. Little gardener for you, he planted 1,000 peas in the scarecrow's coat. He wanted to swear you love, so with a basket of peas, a little fear, he met your eyes for the first time. He found colors 1,000 more than he dreamed up at night. And from then on, under your window, enchanted stone, she stands with a bouquet of peas, romantic, faithful fear. You have such red lips, red as the fire of auroras, enchanted mornings and enchanted roses. Little gardener for you, planted climbing roses, that he was captivated by you, he wanted to captivate you with them. And with an armful of roses, he came once to ask for one word of yours. Your eyes' glare blinded him. You were colorfully silent. And from then on, under your window, and the peas are blooming, and the roses in the fashion of slender bounces, they climb and climb the wall. You have such red lips, red as the fire of auroras, enchanted mornings and enchanted roses. You have such green eyes, green like a summer wind, enchanted forests and enchanted mallow. Mallow. Now, a long overdue tribute to Miss Eva Demarczyk.
Zaczarowanych lasów i zaczarowanych malw. Dla ciebie mały ogrodnik zasadził groszków 1000. W kapocie stracha na wróble pragnął ci miłość przysiąc. Więc z koszem groszków mały strach. Pierwszy raz spojrzał ci w oczy, o 1000 więcej znalazł barw, niż wyśnił sobie w nocy. I odtąd pod oknem twoim zaczarowany, kamienny, z bukietem groszków stoi. Strach romantyczny, wierny. Masz takie usta czerwone, czerwone jak pożar z uszy zaczarowanych ranków i zaczarowanych róż. Na ciebie mały ogrodnik posadził płonące róże, że tobą był urzeczony, pragnął cię nimi urzec. I złóż naręczem przyszedł raz prosić o jedno twe słowo, oślepił go twych oczu blask. Milczałaś kolorowo i odtąd pod oknem twoim i groszki kwitną i róże na modle wiotkich powoi pną się i pną po murze.
aż takie usta czerwone. Czerwone jak pożar wzdłuż zaczarowanych ranów i zaczarowanych lasów i zaczarowanych malów.
That was Ewa Domarczyk. What a beautiful song, and she has so many beautiful songs. This world has lost a very beautiful person. We lose beautiful people every day. So while we're here, let's make it jolly, and let's get down and boogie. That is my message to you, the DJ, Stashu, to you. The listener, there. I want you to get up and dance. I want you. Yeah, yeah. I want you to get up and I want you to dance. Hopefully, you didn't hurt yourself.